KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have sunshine here in the Nishna Valley and 65 degrees your temperature. We look for a high near 90 with east-southeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour here on this Independence Day. Tonight, partly cloudy, low around 68. Good morning. I'm Chris Parks with a check of the latest in-state and local news on KJAN. Iowa health officials say the number of confirmed positive coronavirus cases identified in the state increased by 389 on Friday. That brings the state's total known positive cases to nearly 30,500. Three more coronavirus deaths also were reported on Friday. That brings the confirmed death toll to 720 since the outbreak began. Iowa Department of Public Health data indicates that positive case numbers had been in decline since peaking in early May, but began to show a climb again around mid-June. That's about 2 weeks after Governor Kim Reynolds reopened bars and restaurants and relaxed other restrictions on social gatherings. The Adams County Sheriff's Office reports the arrest on Friday evening of a man from Paulina. At 4:50 p.m., deputies arrested 36-year-old Robert James Welch of Paulina for driving while barred. Welch was originally stopped for speeding and was found to have a barred Iowa driver's license. Welch was taken to the Adams County Jail and held on $1,000 cash bond. The Red Oak Police Department reports the arrest on Friday of 60-year-old Michael Francis Anderson of Red Oak for domestic abuse assault first offense. Anderson was arrested in the 1600 block of East Summit Street in Red Oak at 12:04 p.m. on Friday. Anderson was taken to the Montgomery County Jail and held on no bond. One person was injured during a collision just east of Messina late Wednesday morning. According to the Cass County Sheriff's Office, just before 11 a.m., deputies responded to a report of a two-vehicle accident at Highways 148 and 92. An investigation determined a 2002 Chevy Cavalier owned and driven by 22-year-old Travis Wade Purdy of Creston was traveling south on Highway 148 and had attempted to cross the intersection with Highway 92 when it was struck by an eastbound 2018 Dodge Ram. The pickup was owned and driven by 69-year-old Alan Edward Groby of Oakland. Following the collision, Purdy's car struck a 2018 GMC Sierra owned and driven by 40-year-old Cody Lee Platt of Messina, which was stopped at the northbound stop sign on Highway 148. Purdy was taken to CCMH by Messina Fire and Rescue. Damage to Groby's vehicle was estimated at $8,000, damage to Platt's vehicle at $1,000, and damage to Purdy's vehicle estimated at $4,000. Purdy was cited to failure to obey a stop sign and failure to yield upon entering a through highway. The Walden City Council on Thursday evening discussed and approved the first reading of an ordinance amending the city's code of ordinances with regard to water service, which includes a $100 deposit and a $30 reconnect fee. The council waived the second and final readings and passed the ordinance as written. In other business, the council approved a one-year lease renewal for Family Incorporated with regard to space at the Walnut Community Center. Among the discussion items was property and city maintenance matters and the Walnut Sesquicentennial Celebration. The council approved Class B native wine permits for Mabel's Old Fashioned Rose and Be Restored. And a new state law took effect this week that ensures that Iowa kids have a right to sell lemonade, cookies, and other types of food and non-alcoholic drinks. Senator Robbie Smith of Davenport says that a number of states have enacted similar laws.
And in 2011, Corville police shut down a lemonade stand operated by a four-year-old because they did not have a permit.
Child-run lemonade stands were technically illegal in Iowa before this Wednesday when the governor signed the new law. Senator Zach Walls notes that a few cities around the country have cracked down on Girl Scouts selling cookies, and the new law makes it clear that kids don't have to get government permits if they want to sell baked goods or beverages.
As an Eagle Scout myself, who spent many, many years selling popcorn, definitely without a permit, I look forward to making sure that we protect future generations of Scouts, Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts, from needless liability.
According to the National Conference of State Legislatures, Iowa is at least the 15th state to waive the government permitting process so kids under the age of 18 may sell food door-to-door or set up a lemonade stand. The Creston Police Department reported two recent arrests and one incident of theft. Taken into custody Thursday for trespassing was 55-year-old Craig Allen Hauser, who was cited and released on a promise to appear, and 61-year-old James Verl Scott of Creston was arrested for OWI first offense. He was taken to the Union County Jail and later released on $1,000 bond. And on Wednesday, a woman from Orient reported to Creston Police that her red 2009 Harley-Davidson FLHX motorcycle, valued at $18,000, was stolen from 1009 North Cherry Street in Creston. The theft happened sometime between 10:30 p.m. June 30th and 1:30 p.m. on July 1st. And in other area news and state news, a Nigerian national has appeared in court in Chicago on charges that he orchestrated an international cyber fraud scheme that defrauded U.S. businesses in six states out of tens of millions of dollars. The U.S. Attorney's Office in Chicago said Friday that 29-year-old Olalekan Jacob Ponley, originally of Lagos, Nigeria, was arrested last month in the United Arab Emirates, where he was living. He was expelled from the country and into FBI custody and arrived in Chicago Thursday. He's charged with conspiracy to commit wire fraud against companies based in Illinois, Iowa, Kansas, Michigan, New York, and California. And police say an Iowa man who successfully sued one of his sons for the shooting death of his wife has been assaulted by his other son. The Des Moines Register reports that 55-year-old Billy Dean Carter was arrested Wednesday and charged with assaulting his father, 74-year-old Bill Carter. Police say the younger Carter knocked his father to the ground and kicked him twice on a road near the elder father's home following an argument. In 2017, a jury ordered another of Bill Carter's sons, Jason Carter, to pay $10 million to the estate of his mother, 68-year-old Shirley, who died in 2015 from two gunshot wounds fired by a rifle. Jason Carter was later acquitted of murder in that case. That's a look at some of the latest in area and state news. Now taking a look at your funeral announcements here this morning. Phyllis Hancock, age 89, of Atlantic, died Wednesday at Jenny Edmondson Hospital in Council Bluffs. Funeral services for Phyllis Hancock will be held on Monday at 10:30 a.m. at Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. The family requests that masks be worn during the service and visitation. Ruth Ann Berry, age 87, of Harlan, formerly of Irwin, died on Tuesday at Murtu Medical Center in Harlan. Funeral services for Ruth Ann Berry will be held Monday at 10:30 a.m. at the United Methodist Church in Irwin. Polly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Carol Patricia Smith, age 90, of Atlantic, died Monday at her home. A Celebration of Life memorial service for Carol Patricia Smith will be held Monday at 1 p.m. at the First Baptist Church in Atlantic. Carol's being cared for by her granddaughter, Tracy Smith, with the assistance of Odie Funeral Home in Manning and Hoy Kilnowski Funeral Home and Crematory in Council Bluffs. John Allen Carnes, age 70, of Atlantic, died April 19th at home. A memorial service with military rites for John Carnes will be held on Tuesday at 10:30 a.m. at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has arrangements. Carrie Reese, age 96, of Avoca, died Saturday at Murtu Medical Center. Memorial services for Carrie Reese will be held on Tuesday at 11 a.m. at the Trinity Lutheran Church in Avoca. Polly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has the arrangements. Etha Carnes, age 90, of Fontenelle, died Monday at the Good Samaritan Society in Fontenelle. Celebration of Life services for Etha Carnes will be held on Wednesday at 10:30 a.m. at the Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Fontenelle. Steen Funeral Home Fontenelle has arrangements. Doug Williams, age 70, of Messina, died Tuesday at the University of Nebraska Medical Center in Omaha. Public graveside services for Doug Williams will be held on July 11th at 10 a.m. at the Messina Center Cemetery. And due to COVID-19, social distancing will be practiced, and the family encourages you to bring a lawn chair to the graveside service. Steen Funeral Home in Messina has the arrangements. Marilyn Eleanor Wittrup, age 90, of Harlan, died on June 26th at home. Memorial services for Marilyn Wittrup will be held on July 11th at 2 p.m. at the Polly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. And James Lauren Brown, age 51, of Oakland, died Monday at Mercy Hospital in Council Bluffs. Interment for James L. Brown will be held at a later date. Reconvene Funeral Home in Oakland is assisting the family with arrangements. That's a look at your news and funeral announcements here on KJAN. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN News.